From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm glad you're tuning in, and may I just encourage you to continue listening for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. Perhaps you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, then why not write to us at the address that's coming up at the end of the program, and we'll be only too glad to send it to you. It could be that you have a spiritual problem or concern that you're facing, and you would like to have help and guidance from the Word of God. Well, do make contact with us, and we'll be glad to help you in whatever way we can. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. We're turning to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, and we'll begin our reading at the verse 1. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees, and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own traditions. For Moses said, Honour thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, It is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. God will add his blessing to his precious word. Here's Ken Maxwell singing for us, Redemption Ground.
Come sing my soul and praise the Lord, who hath redeemed thee by his blood. Delivered thee from chains that bound, and brought thee to redemption ground. Redemption ground, the ground of peace, redemption ground, a wondrous grace. Here let our praise to God abound, who saves us on redemption ground. O joyous sorrow in God to me, a vision gave of Calvary. My bonds were loosed, my soul unbound, I sang upon redemption ground. Come, weary soul, and here find rest, accept redemption and be blessed. The Christ who died by God is crowned, to pardon on redemption ground. Redemption ground, the ground of peace. Redemption ground, the wondrous grace. Here let our praise to God abound, who saves us on redemption ground. Redemption ground, the ground of peace, redemption ground, oh wondrous grace. Here let our praise to God abound, who saves us on redemption ground. Who saves us on redemption ground.
We're continuing our study on this whole question of the Pharisees and the scribes finding fault with the actions of the Saviour and his disciples in not following the traditions of the elders that they followed most diligently. The particular tradition that is under discussion here is that of the washing of hands before partaking of food. We see that in the verse 2 and the verse 3. They saw his disciples eat bread with undefiled, that is to say, unwashen hands. Now let me make clear that it was not that the disciples, and of course the Lord Jesus himself, had pure hygienic standards. No, it's not that his hands were dirty, but it's a ceremonial washing that the Pharisees and the scribes were here considering. For they went about the whole day long ceremonially washing themselves. If they come into contact with anybody, they washed themselves. If they went to market, as we read here, they came home and they went through a whole ritualistic washing. And because the disciples and the Saviour himself did not engage in such activities, they found fault. Now the Saviour's response to these criticisms involved him, first of all, calling them hypocrites. In the verse 6 he said, "Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites." Do you know what the word hypocrite means? It's a word that is taken from acting, from an actor on a stage. Someone playing out a role, pretending to be someone they're not really. An actor for a play takes on the name of a person, takes on the character of a person, but that is not really them. And that's the word that is here employed. That's the meaning of the word hypocrite. It is someone pretending to be what they are not. And the Lord Jesus is charging these religious leaders with being hypocrites. Oh, it's a very common thing. Not just in religion. It's common for people to ever put on the face, to pretend they are something they are not. But hypocrisy takes on its worst form when men and women present themselves to God pretending to be what they are not. Oh, woe is us if our religion is based on hypocrisy. We pretend before God to be what we are not. The Saviour further says, quoting from Isaiah, "This people honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." This is what hypocrisy, of course, turns our religion into. We present ourselves to God, and with our lips we say many things, but our heart is far from God. Our heart is far from God. And many people, it has to be said, go to a place of worship and they adorn an expression on their face. They adopt an attitude, they bow the head, they bend the knee, and they speak words from the lips. But their heart is far from God. Their heart is not even in the worship that they are engaged in. Their body, as it were, is in church, but their heart, where is it? Is it at home, watching the television? Is it in the pub? Is it in the disco? Or some worse place? The body, as it were, is in the church, going through the form of worship, but the heart, the affections, are far away from God. The Saviour says to these men, so caught up with their outward actions, their outward religious activities, their washings, their open profession of great religion. He says, you're only hypocrites. Your heart is far from God. And in truth, your religion is all about rejecting God and His Word. Three times the Savior says to these Pharisees and scribes, these religious leaders, three times He says to them, you reject the Word of God. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men. They set aside God's Word. They lay it aside in order to take up that which they themselves have invented. In the verse 9 He says, full well ye reject the commandment of God that ye may keep your own traditions. Given the choice between God and what He says and what men say, they choose what men say. Man loves to tamper with what God says about worship. Man loves to amend what God says as to how he should be worshipped. Man comes in and says, oh, no, 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 we know better. Here's how God should be worshipped. They reject the commandment of God. Then in the verse 13, they make the word of God of none effect. It's as if there was no Bible. It's as if there was no word from God. That's how the religion of many people who profess to be Christians is in truth. They worship, they live, as if there wasn't a Bible. Because they have rejected it and are following the inventions of men. Listen to me today, my dear friends. There is only one religion acceptable to God. It is the religion of the book. It is the religion of God's precious word. There you will find the way of salvation. And I call you afresh to read it, to heed it, obey it, and it will bless you. When the Savior was preaching what is called the Sermon on the Mount, He said, and I'm quoting from Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 20, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Think on that, my friend. If our religion is no better than that of the Pharisees and the scribes, in other words, if it's based on the commandments of men, based upon a rejection of the gospel, then we shall not enter heaven. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus. Throw away the notions of man. Embrace the teachings of God's Word. The Lord bless you all.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.